USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tiger Woods was injured in a car accident near Los Angeles and taken to the hospital, where he's undergoing surgery for multiple leg injuries. That's according to his agent. Captain James Powers with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department tells Fox News,
"At about 12 minutes after 7 this morning, California time, we received a phone call of a vehicle that had driven off the road in the city of Rolling Hills Estates. And so the deputies got there within, it took them about 6 minutes to arrive on scene, and they found a vehicle that had been overturned, and it was off into some brush."
A Texas wholesale energy provider is accused of price gouging after last week's winter storm knocked out power for millions. The class action lawsuit is expected to involve thousands of giddy customers. They all saw their bills soar due to variable energy rates. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
The spotlight is on the massive security failures during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Two Senate committees calling a joint hearing, and Senator Rob Portman of Ohio saying that lawmakers must find out why the Capitol was so vulnerable to attack.
Some witnesses have suggested there is an intelligence failure. We need to know whether Capitol police officers were properly trained and equipped to respond to an attack on the Capitol. And if not, why not?
Democrats are continuing to push their $2 trillion stimulus plan, a vote expected later this week in the House. The bill then heads to the Senate. Meanwhile, Republicans not happy with the bill, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California.
This bill is too expensive and too expansive. You've listed a lot of things in there. And think about this. This is supposed to be a COVID bill. Only 9% of it goes to COVID. What they are doing is telling you the swamp is back.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A woman said she was fired from her server job at a New York City restaurant over not yet wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, which the restaurant said was a requirement. Bonnie Jacobson fired from the Red Hook Tavern in Brooklyn after she told management she wanted to hold off because she and her husband are trying to have a child and it's unclear if the vaccines could have any impact on that. Jacobson being labeled an anti-vaxxer, but according to psychologist Adam Grant, he tells me sometimes people just want more information, and for that, they're labeled as anti-this or anti-that.
If you're somebody who has some legitimate fears about the side effects of the vaccine, and you have a choice between being a vaccine believer or a vaccine skeptic, you're going to probably go to the skeptical side. And what's missing in there is the fact that this is a bell curve, right? Most people are somewhere in the middle saying, look, I don't necessarily want to give every vaccine ever invented to every single newborn on the day that they enter the world. And if I have to be forced to choose one extreme or the other, you might not like where I land. What we want to do is we want to see the shades of gray. Instead of, you know, creating an us versus them divide to say, all right, this is not two sides of one coin. We should look at complex issues through the many lenses of a prism. And when we do that, it's a lot easier for people to say, well, you know, I'm comfortable with the following vaccines. I have some hesitations about one or two of these.
Grant's also with a new book out titled Think Again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.